Did a bit of scraping on the windscreen this morning. Quite a lot of it too. It's cold out there. Roads definitely in bad nick this morning. Certainly the secondary roads. Clipping along over the South Ring, it seems in pretty good shape, but it has been freezing overnight, folks, so do take care. 4 minutes after 6 o'clock, welcome to Friday.
All right.
Busy show, lots going on. We've got Ed Sheeran tickets, lots of them to give away between now and 9 o'clock. How you register for those on the way? I want to get you to Salou in the south of Spain. Details on how you can go snow bombing as well to an amazing rave in the mountains. It's all on the way. Welcome to Friday. If you're up and about, you want to contact us. If you're in the Stupid O'Clock Club, 086-8104-106 is our number if you want to talk to us. We'll check sports, we'll check the local stories, we'll check papers for you. A little bit from before on the way, and the red files on the way this hour. 6:05. Morning, everyone.
The KC Show.
Wake your ass up.
Cork's Red FM.
We're watching a documentary. This looks brilliant. Where did you find this?
Just stumbled across this by fluke last Saturday on Setanta. It's called We Got Game. It's about the basketball scene in Ireland in the 80s.
Yeah.
Basically, this is the way it was. It was an okay league. It wasn't too bad. A guy from Killarney called Paddy O'Connor decided that he wanted to improve the standard. So he flew two American lads in. Okay. To play basketball in Killarney. Killarney ended up winning everything.
Everything, as you can imagine.
So then the teams in Cork, like Neptune and Burgland and Blue Demons, they decided to bring in their own American players.
So when the race began to recruit Americans, the Cork clubs especially went all out to find the very best players they could to guarantee supremacy. And Neptune found an absolute gem. Terry Strickland, a 24-year-old from Mount Airy in North Carolina, landed in Cork. Terry was not only one of the best players to ever play, but he was also the coolest of us all.
Terry Strickland, there's a name.
Legend.
Wow.
Absolute legend. And to give you an indication of how good these lads are like one in a million people make it in the NBA. And these lads are just the guys who just didn't make it.
Yeah.
Like, they're phenomenal basketball players.
Yeah.
When I got off the plane, I thought, what have I done? It was just cold and wet. One of the guys had asked me, he said, what are you looking for? And I said, to be honest with you, I said, I'm just looking for the black people. I said, I don't see anybody. But anyway, there was this dog that just kind of stopped and started barking at us. And Smitty just kind of made the remark that even the dog's not used to seeing black people here, you know?
This is crazy. Like, this is only like in the 80s. And could you imagine the culture shock for these lads coming from America?
I didn't realize, because obviously I wasn't down in Cork at that time, how ginormous basketball was down here.
Terry was like a legend. He's like basically Michael Jordan. So I'm at home yesterday. Get a text off a good friend of mine, Ray DeBarra, who's over in North Carolina, which is where Terry Strickland is from. And he says, Jay, I was listening to you last night behind the app coming home from work. He said, man, you won't believe it. I bumped into Terry Strickland in Starbucks about a week ago.
No way.
Ray's a big basketball fan, like, right? So Ray said to me, I just thought I'd share the story with you. So here's Ray on the line to share a brilliant story about Terry Strickland.
Ray, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. How are you, lads?
It's 4:15 in the morning over in North Carolina at the moment. You met Terry. Did you approach him last week?
Well, I tell you, it's a funny story. I actually, and this is literally true. That you know, an American came back to Ireland one time, and it's a good friend of mine, Mona McCarthy, and he said he was out in town with him. He literally went home to his house in the early 80s, and his brother Eamon was missing, so he went into Eamon's bed, and obviously him being 6'5" or 6'6", legs are sticking out of the bed at the end of the bed, and his father came home, and obviously from the pub, had a few drinks in him, did what Irish fathers do, make sure that everybody's at home at night before they lock the door and check the bed, and literally saw the legs hanging out at the end of the bed, different colour obviously, so started shouting at the wife going, oh Jesus, non merciful Christ, our aim is after being roasted alive by the electric blanket.
So
a 7-foot basketball player was in the bed.
Oh my God, Ray, that is brilliant. Oh, with all
of you. Tweet us now at Cork's Red FM.
Busy day yesterday on the show. We were talking about moments where you've absolutely screwed up at work, and we got hundreds of amazing texts. I mean, there's been some spectacular mess-ups in Cork.
Yeah, I tell you, I have one story there. It wasn't me now, but a foreman told me before on the site. He sent off one fella to fill up a dumper truck, you know, with the buckle in the front of it.
Yeah.
He sent him off up the site. He said, go up and fill the dumper up with diesel. 10 minutes later, the guy arrived down and diesel splattering out the buckle. He filled the buckle with the diesel.
You are joking me.
No, that's a true story.
He filled up the front of the dumper with diesel.
Yeah, instead of filling the actual dumper with diesel.
Wake up with the star.
Hey, guys, this is Bruno Mars.
Hey, this is Lady Gaga.
Hey, this is Katy Perry.
Red FM, Cork's music station, Supergrass and All Right. Welcome to Friday, folks. It's 11 minutes after 7 o'clock on the KC show. So if you have a mobile phone, write a text with these words. Red FM is Cork's hit music station. Red FM is Cork's hit music station. Text me that, and I need your name, and send it to this number, 0868 104 106. That's going to grab you some tickets to see Ed Sheeran if I call you back at the end of this hour. So Red FM is Cork's hit music station. Write that in a text and get it to me now. You could be on your way to see Ed at Crow Park.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the colour of my blood.
Morning, no major late on any approaches on any of those. I'm Colin, we'll have more for you in 15 minutes.
The KC Show.
Ronan O'Gara.
How was it listening back to the little kind of snapshot of your life in a minute?
Great, I actually enjoyed the traffic more.
Get the old Red FM app sorted out now, Ronan, onto your phone, okay?
I actually have the Red FM app.
Weekdays from 6 a.m.
Red FM.
We've done this a couple of times before, and it's a little social experiment to see who out there is heartless enough and greedy enough to take money off a fellow human being. We've had a couple of hundred texts in the last couple of minutes alone, and listen, thank you to everyone who got in contact with us. We're picking one randomly. Who have you got over there? Is it Neil?
It's Neil.
On line one. Neil, good morning.
Morning, lads. How are things?
What's happening? How are you?
Not bad. Now, it's all yourself.
Where are you from?
From Cork.
Okay, very good. What do you do with yourself?
I work for Apple.
All right.
Not picking them, working for them.
They're supposed to be an amazing group of people to work for.
Yeah, lunchtime can be fun, except we're not allowed to go on Facebook.
You're not. right. So there's 3,000 or 4,000 of you working up there at the moment. You probably know everybody by first name, do you?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. Hi.
So, what is your story? How much do you need, and why do you need this money?
I need a couple of quid, KC, because I'm getting married in 2 months' time. I think it's like this. Getting married to a lovely lady by the name of Rowena Cawley, in case she's listening. And we're getting married in Dunmore House.
Down in West Cork?
Yeah, that's the one.
Nice. Oh, God, what a gaff. It's beautiful. It looks right over the sea there where Inchidani Lodge is.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Right, so...
No, I don't know, Casey, you're not...
Do you want us to pay for the wedding, basically? Is that what you're trying to say?
I've got no money left.
I can imagine.
Everything's gone between bridesmaids' dresses and venues and DJs and the like. But got into a bit of a mix up there about 2 weekends ago.
Yeah.
The wife-to-be is not very happy. I got nephew out playing hurling, teaching him a few tricks out the back.
Okay.
As you do. Swinging the hurl around, he caught me full on in the mouth.
Whoa.
As a result, 2 front teeth in half.
You are joking me.
And just the side of my mouth, you know those little teeth for the incisors, I think you call them, for chewing down the meat. One of those is pushed right up into my mouth again.
So you took a hurley right into the kisser.
Yeah, and me advising my nephew that he should always wear a helmet. So I'm in a mess, KC.
It says here on your text you're looking for about €1,400 to get your choppers mended.
Yeah, normally it would take a lot more, and now luckily I know somebody that can get me in quick, because obviously the wedding's in 2 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of a rush job. So I need this money, and I haven't got a bean.
Right.
And I look like the elephant man.
What do you reckon, Jay? The keeper of the coin.
Keeper of the coin. I hope.
For the sake of the wedding photographs, I mean, it's important that your teeth are back in action.
The grief you must be getting, the grief you will get if you can't smile for a photo.
Yeah, it's not even beyond, let's just say that the honeymoon night or the first night of the wedding.
Yeah. It's not going to be worth it. This is the way it works. We agreed to give out money to whoever needs money for whatever reason. So the cheque for 1,400 quid will be yours, okay?
Oh, Jesus, lad. All right? I tell you what.
But, you know, hold on a second. The way this game works, I don't know if you're familiar. What we're going to do is we're going to put some time on the clock.
Right.
People have heard your story. Is there anybody out there heartless enough to ring in and take your 1,400 quid for your new choppers?
Surely not.
Here we go. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, all right? And then we're opening phone lines. Jay, take the phone off the ringer so people at home can hear it, okay? So just if you... I think it's off that function 2 button. Here we go. If anybody rings in 1850 104 106, they are taking your cash. Are you ready to go, okay? Okay, clock is starting now. So 1850 104 106, if there's anybody out there, the first call that comes through... If anybody rings through, they're going to take your money. And this is just a test to see if there's anyone greedy enough to do this. This is why it's called the Heartless Hotline, Neil. Okay, we're 40 seconds.
What have we got?
We've got 35 seconds left, okay? Nobody ringing yet, Jay? Anybody over there?
No, no one yet.
There's nobody ringing?
No, looks like he's getting it.
Yeah, come on.
I don't believe there's nobody ringing. There's nobody wants this money.
They're nice people.
1850 104 106.
What have we got?
You got about 10 seconds left on the clock.
Come on.
No!
Oh, Jesus. Andre.
You need to patch it through to line 2 there, Jason,
no,
please, will you?
No. All right.
Hello?
Hello.
All right, who are you?
Martin, how are you doing? I can't believe it got through.
Can't believe you rang
Martin.
Up. Martin, where are you from?
From Balbriggan in Dublin.
Martin, it's 1,400 quid belonging to Neil. And the way it works is if you ring in, you claim the cash. And it looks like it looks like you're getting the money.
You don't have to
sign anything at all, Neil. I'm sorry, man.
Jesus, I mean, he said he didn't know how he got through.
He picked up the phone. He rang through.
He rang in.
Martin, what do you do with yourself?
Just down here in Cork for a couple of weeks, doing a bit of work, you know.
What are you doing?
Putting in water meters out in cargo lines.
Jesus Christ, you're having a joke now altogether.
You're putting... Okay, so you're just down in Cork working for a few weeks putting in water meters. That's why this man has no problem with ringing in taking 1,400 quid off
you. For real?
So he's down in Dublin, he takes 1,400 euros.
And everyone else that looks at me hates me, so what's the point? Like, people listening to me hating me is knocking off my nose, you know?
Neil, I'm really sorry, man. He's taking your money. I'm really, really sorry. That's the way...
And I wish him the best of luck down in Cork when he's down. Whereabouts is he working, did he say?
He's working in Carrigaline. Neil, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to let you go. All right, listen, thanks a million.
Yeah, the best luck for the money. Sorry, Casey, thanks a million.
The Tooth Fairy gave you a couple of bob, eh?
What did you say, Martin?
So the Tooth Fairy gave him a couple of bob.
Funny man, all right, Jim. They weren't funny when they lost the football, were they?
Neil, thanks a million. See you later. I'm sorry about that. Martin, you've got your 1,400 quid, all right? Spend it well. Yeah.
I will. No doubt. Thank you.
All right. Good luck. Someone is wondering on text, when is Dynamo playing over here? Because he's got a gig in Dublin. They're looking for tickets for their young fella who's desperate to go because he wants to be a magician when he grows up.
I think he's playing in March, actually, just the day before Paddy's Day in Dublin. But my buddy actually saw Dynamo in Bristol on Sunday night.
Really?
And he drove down from London and basically was at the gig. He said, your man is phenomenal. He got brought up onto the stage.
Yeah.
Was made part of the show. Dynamo was like, oh, are you missing anything? Like, no, my buddy's going, what? He was literally on the stage for 10 seconds. Your man took his watch off him.
The watch was gone off him. Right?
Watch that he got off his grandfather.
Okay.
So my buddy's like, oh, the watch, kid, the watch. And he's going, the watch is after disappearing, mate. It's gone forever. My buddy's like, come on, man, give me the watch. It's sentimental value. He goes, sit down, and he goes, I'll meet you in the lobby afterwards.
Right.
So Buddy sat back down. After the show, my buddy's out in the lobby waiting for Dynamo to come out. Dynamo's seen scurrying out a fire exit.
Wow.
Into his car, flew off out of the place. My buddy's like, I've no watch. What's going on? I've no watch.
Did he get it back?
No, no watch back, like, right? So he's driving back from Bristol to London, pulls into a garage on the side of the highway, like, right? Goes in, gets a cup of coffee. Dude behind the counter says to him, there's a free donut with that coffee. My buddy says, no, I'm grand. He said, look, there's a free donut. You might as well take it. Buddy turned around, picked up the donut. Guess what was in the donut?
Get out of town. The watch.
No, jam.
The KC Show. With McDonald's Breakfast. The game everyone in Cork wants to play. Instagram. Get in money. Just after 8:30 on the KC Show.
Oh, press the right button. How's it going, Claire?
I'm grand, how are you?
Claire O'Connell from Glanworth is about to clean us out of another 1,000 euro.
I think so.
We're looking for winner number 20 this morning, Claire. And if you win this money, I suppose you're going to have to treat the husband to something nice.
Sure, you know him.
What's wrong with him? He's been moaning about his sore back.
Yeah, he's out with his back at the moment, so.
So you have to put up with this big idiot moaning on the sitting on the couch for the weekend, giving out about his hurty back.
Well, he can't sit down, so.
Right.
Do you know what? If you do win the 1,000 euro, you could buy him a fair few tubes of deep heat. That would sort him out.
That's it.
Claire, how do you fare at this game, generally?
Generally, 8, sometimes 9.
Averaging 8 or 9. We don't want another 9 out of 10 club member. No. We want a winner this morning. Winner number 20 is what we're looking for, Claire. Let's go. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2... Claire, complete this comedy duo, Laurel and
Hardy.
Okay, what county would you find the village of Dripsea?
Cork.
What name is given to a person who mounts and stuffs animals?
Taxidermist.
Words that sound like red, bed, and fed are said to be what?
Rhyme.
How many wives did Henry VIII have? Was it 6 or 10?
6.
Along with yellow and green, what other colour makes up the Lithuanian flag?
Red.
Sombrero, Panama and boater are all types of what?
Hat.
If you were shopping in Yabby Creek, what TV show would you be in?
Home and Away.
How many people were present at the Last Supper? Think about this one.
13.
What is the 5th month of the year?
May.
Okay, let's go back and see how you got on. How do you think you did?
Don't know.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you have to kind of break the news to people gently.
Yeah.
Break it for them very gently. We'll go back and see how you got on. Okay.
Okay.
Comedy duo Laurel and Hardy is correct.
Correct.
Dripsies and Cork?
Correct.
Taxidermist?
Correct.
Correct. Red bed fed are set to what?
Rhyme. Correct.
How many wives did Henry VIII have? Was it 6 or 10? No, yeah, this is the one. This could be the sticky one.
We'll come back to it.
Okay.
Move along.
Along with yellow and green, what other colour makes up the Lithuanian flag? Was red a guess?
Red.
Yeah, well.
Good guess.
Great guess.
Sombrero, Panama and boater are all types of what? Hats is correct. Home and Away is correct for Yabby Creek. How many people were present at the Last Supper? You said?
13.
Is correct.
Correct.
The 5th month of the year, May, is correct. So let's go back to the how many wives did Henry VIII have? Was it 6 or 10? You said
6.
That means that you, Claire O'Connell from Glanworth in Cork, have just won 1,000 euro.
Oh my god, I
just
won 8.
You did it. Winner number 20.
Oh, well, thank you done. Very much.
Unbelievable. 2 winners this week. Congratulations to you. That is great news. Great news.
Great.
Well done.
Thank you very much, lads. Love the show.
Of course you do. They all love the show when they win. Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Well done. All good luck. Right.
Will you be Cork's next big cash winner?
I'm Colin. We'll have more traffic for you this evening on Safe Max Drive.
Tommy Tiernan, what would have been your special skill then as a priest?
Confession. Instead of a grill, do the grill and confession that bred you in the priest. I would have had a huge plastic ear.
Wake up with a laugh.
The KC Show. Weekdays from 6 a.m.